To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the Mammoth's doorway of Deeper Walk International's brick and mortar headquarters under a light blue cloud-filled sky comes to us from yours truly, as I was quick to capture a couple of shots of the front of the property at 7983 Grand Boulevard in Hobart, when the Indiana sun finally made a stunning yet brief late afternoon appearance. Well, it's Saturday, and although the weather here in Indiana has been somewhat blah over the last couple of days, the atmosphere inside at Deeper Walk's 35th Anniversary Breakthrough Conference has been filled with the warmth and light that can only come from the Holy Spirit's anointing and blessing on a gathering of Christians brought together in unity. Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." The word of God is true, and the last 2 days at the Deeper Walk Conference has been good and pleasant, despite the generally gray skies outside, because the Christians gathered inside here are united to celebrate Deeper Walk's 35 years and are committed to continue to work to help the help more of the body of Christ to experience their freedom in Christ and the heart-focused discipleship community that results when Christians come together to help one another to learn, heal, and grow by resolving their personal and spiritual conflicts in the presence of the Lord. I love how Deeper Walk provides the tools and teachings that can help people to move beyond traumas of the past and to fill in the gaps in their maturity that are keeping them stuck or from being the people that God created them to be, and how their models for freedom, victory, and community require Christians to not only know what they believe and why they believe it, but to actually practice biblically sound principles for Christian living and the techniques based on brain science that result in increased emotional resilience and joy. Deeper Walk's president, Dr. Marcus Warner's teaching this weekend, and his latest book, which will be released in March of 2024, highlights the ministry's holistic approach for helping Christians to experience healing and freedom that addresses the five engines of breakthrough. In reviewing traditional discipleship and pastoral counseling efforts within the body of Christ, Warner noticed that often the solutions offered to help Christians to grow or overcome struggles were based on a single strategy, such as changing one's belief and worldview through Bible memorization, changing behaviors with community and accountability support, or employing spiritual warfare encounters to cast out demonic influences. While these single strategies could lead to breakthroughs, Warner noticed that single strategy approaches tended to not resolve all of a client's problems, and the positive results gained through them often diminished or disappeared over time because they failed to move people through the three levels of breakthrough because they didn't address the five engines that drive one to breakthrough. Warner explained the three levels of breakthrough to include: 1, relieving pain, to make this hurting stop; 2, to repair damage, to help someone heal from trauma they suffered; and 3, to rebuild maturity, to help someone grow in skills and Christian character to consistently act like themselves and to return to joy more quickly, to be the people God created them to be, regardless of circumstances, even in the midst of trials. Warner admitted that while good work is being done to move people through the first two levels of breakthrough, far too few people are provided with the means to grow into maturity, in part because single strategy approaches fail to address all five engines of breakthrough. Warner's call for a holistic approach or breakthrough calls for our strategies to address the five engines of breakthrough, the five areas that, if properly dealt with, would drive one to experience all three levels of breakthrough. The five engines of breakthrough are: 1, the body, a Our emotions can affect our bodies, and our physical health can affect our emotions. Single strategies for help would either completely focus on or completely ignore the body. Two, our beliefs, or left brain. Our beliefs, our worldview, and personal narrative influence what we believe is possible in life and tell us how life works. Gaps in our beliefs can cause us to not properly see possible causes and solutions to our problems. And then there's bonds, or right brain. Our attachments, our relational dispositions define how we interact with one another and the situations we face in life, causing us to bond and respond to one another or life in general out of fear or joy. And there's number four, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and will guide us in the ways we should go. If we are not seeking His guidance, we will undoubtedly suffer by believing lies about what will satisfy us in life. And then there's wicked spirits. The Bible clearly teaches the reality of spiritual forces of darkness that seek to tempt, condemn, accuse, and deceive mankind to lead them to destruction. If we don't believe in or adequately guard against demonic influences, we are liable to suffer torment. Warner teaches that only a robust, dynamic strategy for helping people to heal and grow that addresses all five engines of breakthrough will drive them to discover the three levels of breakthrough and to live in the peace of maturity. The conference attendees have been blessed by the teaching that has been provided this weekend, and I would encourage anyone who seeks to find their freedom in Christ or who seeks to help other Christians experience breakthrough to check out the vast array of resources available to help, including the videos of the conference teachings at deeperwalk.org or deeperwalkinternational.org. There's links on the blog to get you there. God has made us to experience the joy of living in His presence by His guidance, but we have to step out in faith and address all five engines of breakthrough to experience the abundant life of joy that He wants us to have. Today's Bible verses come to us from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John J. Cruis. This morning's meditation verses come from the section on assurance of salvation. And today's verses are Romans 8, 16, and 17. And the Word of God says, from the New Living Translation, "For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share His glory, we must also share His suffering." Today's verses fall under the second point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on assurance of salvation. That second point is, the Spirit testifies with our spirit. Today's verses testify of the reality of the Holy Spirit's power to drive us to the breakthrough realization that we are children of God. The Holy Spirit comes to indwell those who put their faith in Jesus Christ to tell them in their spirit that, yes, you are saved. Yes, you are forgiven. Yes, you are a new creation. Yes, you, that's right, you are a child of God. While we may be afflicted with doubts about our salvation, those who have sincerely put their faith in Christ as Lord and Savior were never meant to be. Christians are supposed to believe what the Word of God says is true and to embrace the truth of what the Word says about us who are in Christ. When we put our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit indwells us and seeks to guide us through life. When we are walking in the Spirit, we respond to life by faith. We do what the Word of God and the Holy Spirit guide us to do. Because we have become children of God, we are new creations, so we begin to live and think in a new way. So agree with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and be assured that you are saved because the Spirit of God lives in you and testifies to your spirit that you are in God's kingdom now and forevermore. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, as we continue sharing from Chapter 28, The Spirit Preserving, and this morning's entry is on regeneration and preservation. Yeah. So it teaches about the new life. That's regeneration and preservation. That means God keeps us. He preserves us. Nothing can, you know, separate us from the love of God. And I'm sure those verses, well, I'm not positive, but I'm sure, I would imagine those verses will be highlighted in today's section. But to check that out, you'd have to go to mtforchrist.org and go to today's blog post entry and see that resource at the end of today's posting. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship where you discover all three levels of breakthrough, where your pain stops, where your healing is done, and where you grow into maturity on the path of Christian discipleship. That's breakthrough, that's growth, that's freedom. And it's all available to those who put their faith in Jesus and decide to follow him with the way they live their lives, by living in the Spirit. And we encourage that by providing the teachings we've done in the past on freedom in Christ, by providing the classes that we've done called Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. Those classes were all based on Dr. Neil Anderson's work of Freedom in Christ Ministries and the Word of God. And they're available on our podcast and our YouTube channel, the same name, MT for Christ 247. Those teachings were instrumental in me realizing a higher depth of maturity after I'd gone through recovery during recovery or recovery ministry. I discovered those teachings and started to incorporate them in everything I did, you know, and encourage. Why? Because I discovered the truth of those things before I learned them. I had to learn it the hard way. through experience and through Bible study and walking it out. And then I discovered Neil Anderson's books and said, oh, wow, right here all this time, the teachings that could have really saved me a lot of time were available. I just didn't know about them. And so that's part of the reason why we do what we do, is to point people to the truth of what God's Word says, and the resources that make it clear. Faithful men and women of God have gone out and, you know, reported on the truth of what they experienced when they came to faith in Jesus, and they help us along the way, and that's why we point to other resources and share other resources, because we all need each other's help in the body of Christ to grow into the people that God made us to be. So we try to point people to those and provide what we can. You know, the other reason why we do an encouraging word 6 days a week and a Bible study on Sundays is to demonstrate that our faith is something that can be continuous, something that isn't done just for, you know, special church services. I'm a Christian on Sunday from 10 to 10:30 or 10 to 11 or 8 to 9:30. I'm a Christian every day, and all I want to do is represent God's kingdom and invite other people to live in God's kingdom. So that's what we do, and that's what Deeper Walk does and Freedom in Christ Ministries does, and hopefully what your local church does, that would tell you to not just come and worship, but to live in the Spirit and walk by faith. So when we do that, we experience the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, peace, joy, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, patience, self-control. And those are all pretty good things to experience in life. And we can do that even in the midst of not so great circumstances. Well, today is the last day of the Deeper Walk International Conference. In fact, there's only a half a day of teaching. There's been a cancellation in the service, but I think they're going to do some sort of panel. My wife and I are running to the Windy City before we return to upstate New York tomorrow. Today we have a tour, walking tour of Chicago's, I don't know, walking tour of Chicago's architecture and food. So we'll see what that's like. Have to report some failure on food front as I didn't monitor what I ate yesterday. Ate too much Olive Garden catered food and had a couple chocolates and a chocolate chip cookie. Full disclosure. But today's a new day, and when we step off the path, we get back on it. And we don't beat ourselves up, but we do try to refocus and go in the right direction. So we had a little bit of fun celebrating yesterday, but even though we celebrate our freedom every day, we don't celebrate the excesses of the flesh. Otherwise, we won't feel so good. You know, we got to take care of that first breakthrough engine, the body. We're treating our body badly by stuffing it with food and carrying too much weight. It's no wonder we don't feel good about ourselves. It's no wonder why we might be a little depressed or angry. Because we're not treating ourselves right. We're not being good stewards to our bodies. So we got to pay attention to that first one. And thus, the focus on conquering the food addiction in this season. And despite yesterday's disappointing decisions, I really am thriving and seek to continue to experience that joy that comes from just feeling healthier. So that's all I got to say today. I pray that everyone out there has a wonderful weekend. And so we should actually pray it, though. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us, for leading us through the three levels of breakthrough. You stopped our pain, you helped us heal from the traumas of our past, and you're leading us into maturity. Because we're thinking about how we treat our bodies, what we believe in, how we relate to one another, by following your spirit and by resisting those enemy spirits who try to lead us into temptation and condemn us. But because you're with us, Lord, we know we can overcome. You've given us the power to overcome by faith and the power of the Holy Spirit when we put our faith in Christ. We thank you for that. Lord, we pray for anyone who's listening today that they would be blessed and that you would come alongside them and their prayer requests and their walk of faith. To guide and encourage them in the way they should go. And for today, Lord, we pray for my wife and Tammy Lynn and I as we finish up the Deeper Walk Conference and go to the big city before we're retiring for the hotel and waking up early and getting on a plane tomorrow. So we just pray for you to be with us, protect us, guide us, open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and lead us in the way we should go. Because all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom and to experience the joy of living in your presence forever. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.